welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast, and this is a very local episode because we have some high school students who are part of the Syosset Robotics Team Cyborgs 10696, and they are here to tell us a little bit about themselves and STEM for children.
I'm Rhea. I'm one of the members on Cyborgs. My main role on the team is the engineering notebook, which documents everything about how we build the robot, how we program the robot, and everything else that we do, including our budget.
And with Rhea, we have.
Hi, I'm Faith. I'm co-captain of the team. My main roles kind of are split between engineering notebook and outreach.
And I'm Jamie. And my main role is kind of like a little bit all over the place right now, but like engineering and outreach mostly.
We're really excited to be here.
We're really excited to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, the team, and, you know, STEM in general for children or teens in this day and age.
So our main mission is to learn the values of STEM in the most productive and innovative way. So we participate in the First Tech Challenge, which is a nationwide competition. And each year we're given a goal to do by the First Tech Challenge. And we have to complete that goal in order to score the most amount of points. So we're able to learn like from local engineers and alumni and build a robot that efficiently accomplishes all those tasks.
So tell us a little bit, I guess, about just really curious, because I am curious about some of your roles. I know one of you mentioned you do outreach. So what are some of the things that you're doing? I know that this time period is a little difficult for any kind of outreach.
Yeah, so obviously with the pandemic, there's some restrictions. But prior to the pandemic, we had started outreach with our local elementary school, Walt Whitman. With some first graders and I think fifth graders, and we went to their classes. We did some presentation to tell them about the theme of perseverance, especially as robotics is a lot of, you know, you test things out and sometimes they might not always work. So we did a little marshmallow experiment with them. But with COVID, last year we started doing virtual meetings with the Walt Whitman School. And we were able to read a book. We scanned a book virtually and we read it. And right now we're in the middle of planning another outreach event where we're going to teach them a little bit about the basic mechanics, like wheels and axles, that sort of thing, to get the kids involved into the whole world of design and building. Some other outreach activities that we've completed, though, earlier this year, we went to a street fair, and we worked with a STEM education center to teach the kids at the STEM place like how our robot works. We set up a little field. And we've also, over the summer, we worked with First Global, which is we mentor a rookie team from Africa. So a lot of the outreach is stemmed around, well, no pun intended, but spreading STEM.
I like puns, so even though the pun might not be intended, it is always welcome. So do you want to talk a little bit about just challenges around STEM and young people learning it today, and just some issues?
Yeah, so there's been like a lot of views about how STEM is in the field. Like, we all think that robot can do all these automated tasks, but it takes a lot of work to get those done. So we have a competition coming up, and we have to create a robot that can automatically sense where a block is on the field. And that's really hard for us to do. We have to implement a lot of these new coming technologies that just came out right now. And it's hard for us high school students to learn. That's why we get the help of older engineers and older coders that know the ways and know how to use these.
Right, because people keep talking about like robots can do surgery, robots can, well, robots can't do anything without the correct programming is probably the more accurate term, the more accurate way of talking about what robots can and can't do.
Yeah, so a lot of our robots are, well, they're based out of our high school and we're not school funded. So we have to get our own funds and build our own parts. And the best part about making your own robot is that you get to design it any way you want. And that's where the creativity of the building the robot and designing it comes in. We faced a lot of challenges like getting our design perfect and the way we want, but sometimes you have to overcome those challenges and persevere in order to make the robot the best it can be.
Yeah, during the design process, there's a lot of, I wouldn't say failures, but stuff doesn't go the way intended, as intended, but that usually works out better for us because we're able to learn more about like why this didn't work and understand more about robotics and engineering as a whole. Prototyping is just like a great way for us to really understand engineering more, as well as like during brainstorming, be able to get everyone's ideas heard and worked on.
Something that's really important, especially with COVID and there being restrictions on who can touch a robot because, you know, sanitizing, preventing the spread of germs, is the fact that now our members who build are kind of forced to have to really plan more before they start building. And this system, like, it keeps people more organized, actually. So I guess blessing, but, you know, with COVID, there's only so much you can do with it. But I think it's been really effective, and I guess we'll see how that pays off in our upcoming competition.
Yeah, so do you want to talk a little bit also about some of the mentors that you use? Because that's really interesting. You mentioned you reach out also to alumni of the high school?
Yeah, so our school has 6 different teams, and they're all grade-based, and there's one multi-grade team. So each year, the senior team that graduates, they usually come back to the high school. But we've been able to reach out to them even before then and have them mentor us. One of the examples of one of our mentors is Mr. Park. And he was the former president of robotics in 2020. So he's done a lot for the club. He's an amazing programmer, and he's helped us implement all these types of computer vision as he's now a computer science student in Boston.
I was actually unaware. So you said that your teams are not school funded?
No, so our teams are not school funded. We all have to raise our own money by ourselves. So we reach out to local businesses and we host our own fundraisers.
When did the robotics teams in general begin? And how many competitions do you usually compete in per year, I suppose?
Well, actually, our upcoming competition will be our first one, but usually the plan is to compete in 3 competitions, 2 qualifiers and 1 regional. So in order to get to regionals, you have to pass qualifiers.
And then if we get past regionals, then we would move on to worlds. Mm-hmm. But right now, we don't know what the situation is due to COVID.
Yeah, that seems to be the universal bummer, I suppose. Everybody was really hoping for things to kind of start up again, and now they seem uncertain again. So I'm really hoping that you're all able to get there, and that this is just a small blip in how things will be moving forward. How did you all get involved in the robotics teams?
So I joined robotics because my sister, when I joined high school, I was looking at clubs to join. So my sister recommended the robotics club because I was really into programming and I really wanted to build my own robot at the time because I had just built one in eighth grade. So I did a lot of work on robots in eighth grade and I've always wanted to build a robot, and that's why I joined robotics and I've loved it since.
So for me, I joined my sophomore year. I have really no experience with programming or building robots, but I have some experience with doing some outreach things and design. So that's kind of where I integrated myself on the team.
And I joined actually in eighth grade. If I'm going to be completely honest, I just joined because some of my friends were doing it. And I didn't really have that really big of a clue of what went into designing and building robots and whatnot. But I ended up really enjoying it and sticking with it.
So what are some fun stories or challenges that you've come up on that maybe were unexpected?
So we've always faced design challenges, but not only that, like in the beginning, it's kind of rough once you don't know each other, but we've been with each other for 4 years and we become really strong friends and we always have inside jokes with one another. So one of our main ones is that we read the book Green Eggs and Ham, and we turned that into Green Hands and Ham because we make the robot with our hands. And I'm not sure where the ham came from. We just really like ham, I guess.
Yeah, but the ham is kind of really unrelated to the team, but it's kind of like a team bonding experience when we come up with all these inside jokes that really nobody knows the source of them.
That's fun. It sounds like it's just a really fun team to work with.
Yeah, we've had, we spend a lot of time with each other because when you're building a robot, it takes a lot of hours and a lot of debugging and it takes a lot of brain strength, but you have other people around you to help you. And I think that's the best part about being on the team.
Yeah, being able to play off everyone else and like just be able to bounce ideas off each other is always a really valuable experience.
So do you think that this has inspired any of you to continue working in engineering or robotics for the future?
Yeah, so we're all seniors in high school. So we're all in the college process. And one of our main goals is to my main goal is to learn more about coding and the different languages of coding. So I want to become a computer science student in college, and I want to further something like with robotics in the future.
So robotics has really gotten me interested in like the field of engineering. So after this, I want to hopefully continue working on this, working with robots in college. And it's inspired me to take on an engineering major in college as well.
For me, I actually intend on going into architecture, but I am considering maybe either minoring or double majoring in civil engineering. We'll really see where life takes me in there.
So one last thing I always like to ask the robotics teams when we chat, do you have a favorite fictional robot from literature or movies or television?
I really like Wall-E. Wall-E is my personal favorite. I don't know why. I always adored Wall-E as a kid.
It's really difficult not to adore him. His giant eyes are just so cute, and he's like, it's such a good-natured story that I think Wall-E is a good choice.
Personally, my favorite robot from fiction is probably going to be R2-D2, just because I've been always a huge Star Wars fan, and that was also like kind of inspiration for me to pursue STEM.
Mm-hmm. For me, my favorite robot would not be like a robot who has feelings, I guess. I don't know if you've ever seen it's a really old movie. It's called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. At the beginning, there's a scene where an inventor kind of creates his own routine and it cracks eggs, makes his breakfast for him and whatnot. And I thought that was really cool.
Cool and convenient as well. And I'm very much enjoying watching you all go through the halls of my former high school. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us. This was a lot of fun. And I wish you all the best in your competitions and the future of your team.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was really nice. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's always fun to have the robotics teams on. So once again, this was Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast. Our guests from Cyborgs 10696 were.
I'm Rhea.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Faith.
And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.